Jerry Bader Show 1025. By the way, a listener with whom I am familiar said, you know, a lot of these operations do have cameras everywhere. Talking about the video, and yeah, and I understand it's an animal rights group, but that doesn't, you just can't defend what you see on that video if you've seen it. And all I'm saying is I saw some other things on there that I have a problem with. That I don't think is proper treatment of cows, even beyond what the direct acts that you see there. And I don't think that this should be an indictment on all large operations, but I know that it will be. Brian on the road. Brian, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. I have a little disagreement on the animal cruelty part of it. It seems like every time that they do this, they have to try to pull at the heartstrings of every person, you know, that has been so removed from the farm. You know, I saw in the, they had a clip about a calf that was born and it
says
that they're jerked away from their mother within minutes and then they go for veal. Well, you know, you have to look at the whole industry. You know, there's parts of the video when they're taking them hip hoists and pulling them up.
Yeah.
I disagree. I've been a part of farming my whole entire life, and that is not right. You should not do that. But if used properly, they're made
yes.
to take pressure off of the rear
yes.
end of the cow to get blood and circulation back into their rear end, which in turn helps them.
Yes.
So if they're used properly, perfect. If not, not good.
And,
you know.
Yep. Brian, I said that at the outset, that there are things in there that people would consider cruel that aren't. Right, well, yeah, a calf is taken away from its mother.
Yes,
right,
absolutely.
Right away. Of course it is.
And that is part of the industry. You know, I was reading an article yesterday that says the average American is five generations removed from agriculture. You know, now if you had people going out to the farm and seeing the everyday, you know, the way the farm works, people would understand that this is part of life. You know, you need to do certain things. I agree. You better take care of animals as much as you can because they take care of you, you know. But you can't tug at the heartstrings
right.
of, you know.
Brian, let me ask you this.
Cap away.
Brian, do you still work on the farm?
I actually own my own cattle
okay.
and I haul
okay.
cattle also.
All right. What did you think of the overall condition of the cows that you saw in that video?
They're downers, you know, and downers are... Boy, they are a hard deal. You know, on a farm like when you grew up on 30 head,
yeah.
you had maybe one downer every 6 months.
What about the other cow, the general condition of all the cattle that you saw there?
Very good. Very good.
You really think so, huh?
Absolutely, because what they're doing right now is on a facilities like that with 3,000 cows or whatever they're
yeah.
milking, and I know the Wheezy Farms, and they are a very good farm, and they're looking at the special needs area, which... Out of 3,000 cows,
yeah.
you're probably going to have 5%
yeah.
that are special needs. You know, which also, you know, you look at 5% of 3,000 cows, you've got quite a few cows there that
That's
are
true.
Special needs.
That,
you know,
that,
so that, if you look in, you know, I was hearing you talk about the muck inside
yeah.
there, you're going to have spots where there's a lot of manure, you know, and you clean it up. And as a whole, if people would go to these farms, they give tours every day. You know,
I will tell
big operations that give tours every day that I would love to show their
I did speak with someone in the egg industry who does disagree with you on that, on the general overall condition, just so you know. But I think it's going to be one of those things where people will disagree. John in Central Wisconsin. John, go ahead.
Hi. Hey, I didn't see the video, but I do know something about handling livestock as I do it every day. And your Mercy for Animals people is just a sensationalist terrorist group, and they're undercover people. Not only film the undercover stuff, but they encourage people to do bad actions. So, to me, their highly edited sensationalist videos are not worth
okay.
the disc they're on.
The
other thing there,
John,
is,
hang on, John. Before you move on, I'm going to disagree with you to an extent on that. I do agree that they have an agenda. They're a militant animal rights group, but I've been around cows too, and I don't think they made up the things that I saw in that video.
Yeah, but they edited it heavily,
yep.
and
yep,
I'm not
agreed.
Familiar with the farm. But I will tell you this: you know, there might be an issue with lots of farms on keeping the dairy cattle longer than they should. They should have been called a couple months ago. That's an animal husband industry, animal husbandry issue. But downers, there's no good way to handle a downer. Probably the only good way to handle it is to euthanize it right away. And the farmers have a big investment in the animal, yeah, and they want to get it up.
And
you said you lived on a farm. There's no easy way to get a downer up. It's not easy to do, and you can maybe save the animal if you can get it up.
John, I totally agree with that, and I said that. That said, I think you're speaking from ignorance. You need to watch the video. It's 10:30.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.